Hello and welcome to The Move, our very first podcast, Opal's World Cup edition. I'm Rachel Herrick, joined by my well-esteemed co-host, Kian Kramer. Hello, Kian, how are you?
Hi, Rach. I'm fantastic. Even more so now knowing that we have the assistant coach of the Australian Opals, Cheryl Chambers. This should be one fantastic podcast.
And I guess, Cheryl, you guys have been on the road for a while now, I guess a few weeks. And how are the girls, I guess the group, going off the court? And you mentioned it's a day off today. And how important is that downtime?
Yeah, look, I think we're doing really well. There's always a bit of scepticism when you leave the shores of Australia for what seems to be a long time. But, you know, it's gone pretty quickly. I mean, we have some fun and, you know, we make sure we have some off-court fun as well as on-court fun. And, you know, the girls get their own time. So it actually hasn't been a factor at all. So, you know, it's been good fun. It's kind of surreal to think that we're at the last 4 days right now.
Awesome. And tell us a bit about Tenerife, you know, the awesome tourist destination that it is. Have you had much of a chance to check it out as much at all? Or
yeah, look, we've been, you know, the coaching staff, a few of us have been getting out and walking most mornings. We're staying right on this beautiful beach. It's not like Australian beaches. They're volcanic beaches, so it's a black beach. Lots of rocks. We've all been in swimming and being very careful jumping off the rocks. And but it's just a beautiful place, and the people are wonderful. I mean, you know, the old siesta idea of having a sleep in the afternoon and going out late, it's a pretty relaxed lifestyle, and the people can't do enough to you know, look after you and welcome you. So it's been an absolutely beautiful place. So if you haven't been, it is a long, long way for Australia. It did take us a long time to get here. So it is a beautiful place, but worth visiting, that's for sure.
Awesome.
Well, Cheryl, you've got to get down to business, obviously, and we've seen some amazing performances from the Opals. I know there's obviously room for improvement, especially when you play against some of the more dominant sides in the world game, but it's nice being in Spain, obviously, as I said, down to business. But we talk about the three games you've played already against Nigeria. You won that 86-68. Were you convinced with how well you played? What were your thoughts against Nigeria? Because there's a good spread of scorers. They've all played a lot of minutes. Liz obviously dominated in that one with 34 points, 12 rebounds. Everyone chimed in. Just what's your take on that first initial game, and how impressed were yourself and Sandy on that performance?
Well, actually, after the game, we sort of were a little bit disappointed with that. But having not seen Nigeria before, and, you know, they play with such intensity and physicality, I think that we sort of thought we didn't cope with their physicality, and, you know, they got too many offensive rebounds. But watching them in the rest of the tournament, that, you know, we probably need to give them a lot of respect. They're a great team, and that they play in such a physical way that it's difficult, you know, when you're not used to it and you haven't seen it. So, you know, looking back at that game, we probably played a little better than we thought we did after that game. We really soul-searched and had a look at some areas that we should fix. I'm really sorry. House cleaning is just opening my door. Thank you. No, thank you. No, sorry about that.
Life on the road, Cheryl. It's all good.
Well, it is live, so sorry about that.
All good. And I guess with that, you mentioned about Nigeria, and I think, I guess the strength of the Nigerian side, and I think if anyone that didn't watch the game, the score certainly reflected that it was much closer. And it wasn't probably till the last quarter that you sort of broke away, and I guess that kind of resonates when you're saying it's a little bit closer scoreline for your first game, and you certainly shared that. And I guess against Argentina, biggest scoreline, again, such a good spread of scorers and minutes as well. Huge first quarter there, 21-5. And what did you make of the Argentinian side?
Oh, look, we'd actually already played them in China prior to coming here, so we knew them pretty well, which I think was a bit of a help. But, you know, I think the Argentina game was at the start of us starting to build as a team. You know, the focus could be on us and what we needed to do to become a little bit better than we thought the day before. So I thought it was a really good head out, and, you know, we're starting to learn how to play with Liz and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I thought it was a good game. But, of course, we knew there were, you know, the bigger games to come after that.
For sure. And I guess you'd be happy with the contributions from everyone, some bigger scorers, you know, Whitcomb with 16 and Alana Smith. Now, you'd be quite pleased with the new Flames recruit Bunce. She had, you know, 6 points, six rebounds in just 13 minutes. So you'd be happy with that contribution as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a big strength of our group, is that we do have the depth. You know, I mean, Bunce is great, but, you know, she's going to back up Lizzie, so that's going to be, you know, a catch and kill on every day, what that is. So, yeah. And as you say, we've got some great, you know, Ezzie's been great, Alana's been great. So, you know, I think what we do have is we do have some depth that we can use. It's not like depth that just sits on the bench and, you know, and at any time, you know, and it'll be different every single game depending on who we play and how we play. So, you know, I think we're really pleased to be able to have a spread of people that can play minutes, contribute in those minutes and, you know, play their role.
Yeah.
When you talk about, Cheryl, when you talk about the group, and you did mention that word depth, and it's so vital with big competitions like the World Championships, what sort of things were you looking out for when you were picking the girls, and how hard was it for Sandy and yourself to nail down and talk about just who exactly you want in this side?
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part of coaching. It's probably one of the worst part of the jobs is, you know, picking the 12 that you want to go with. Because there is always quality people that, you know, it always breaks your heart. And I was telling the story to Sandy the other day how I was always on the fringe. So I was always the one, number 13, getting told no thanks. And I had such empathy. And she brightly told me that she'd never been cut from a team. So we're certainly both coming from different angles there. But it is difficult to find the right 12. You know, and some of it's done by injury and some of that's done because you think certain things will go your way. So it was a really difficult thing to choose the 12 that would come with us.
Now, I guess, you know, Cheryl, for you, the obvious threat is the USA, but out of the other teams, who do you see as perhaps like the biggest threat to the Opals outside of the US?
Well, I think right now the biggest threat is China, because if you take your eye off the next game, and as you know, that is a cutthroat game, so, you know, all our thoughts, even though they're, you know, behind the scenes, we're sort of working on the next one. And I get the question that you're saying, but I just want you to make sure that you know that we are focusing on China, and they stand in our way, so they'll be the first team that we'll tag. But there's some great teams here. I mean, Spain in their own hometown. Canada are playing really, really well. Belgium, you know, they're shooting the ball particularly well as well. The US, you know, and then and I guess there's still teams like France in there that, you know, can shake it up a bit. So, yeah, it's a big one tonight. I think the Spain-Canada tomorrow night, Spain-Canada will be a huge game.
Well, it's now starting to get to the crunch time of the competition, Cheryl. I know the nerves are settling in for some of the girls. They all look really relaxed on social media. You can tell they're loving the pizzas by the water, some drinks as well. So that's always a good thing to see. When I say drinks, obviously water. But just to make note on some of the changes you guys have made throughout some of the games, but the Aussie support, I mean, we saw it against Turkey, just how important it was. I mean, the girls really do appreciate it. You can just tell that after the game, they go to the grandstand, take photos. Liz gave, I think, some fans the other day her basketball shoes as well. So you can tell these girls really appreciate it. Just how much does the support play a part in these sorts of games?
Yeah, look, I think it's huge. I mean, it's nice. At this day one, there wasn't many green and gold, but now they're, you know, some of our supporters are flooding in, and you certainly, when the game's on the line and, you know, or a call goes against you, to be able to have some support on the ground and the crowd is fantastic. And there's some great characters up there in the stands, that's for sure. We can hear them having a little bit of a play time. So, you know, it's great. I mean, there is a great contingency here. The crowds are pretty good. I mean, Belgium have got a huge, you know, I don't know how far away Belgium is, but it's you know, they've got hundreds and hundreds in the stands. So, you know, we're really thankful for all those people that have come and supporting us. And, you know, and hopefully at home there's lots going on. It's hard to tell what's going on at home when you've got your head, you know, stuck right in the tournament. So we really appreciate all the help, you know, all the support. And the girls are getting lots of messages from people. So, you know, and having you guys, you know, put it out there and celebrate us being there is fantastic. So we really appreciate all your support.
All right, so back to the basketball, Cheryl. I guess the golden question, Captain Jenna is sitting on the bench, and how's she getting along, and when do you expect her to rejoin the rest of the group?
Yeah, look, it has been a bit of a row for poor old Jen, but last night she did some scrimmaging. So I think we'll know, without me being the medical person to give her the all clear, I think that we should see some minutes from her tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Dr. Cheryl.
I'm certainly not a doctor, but, you know, that's what it looks like to me, and I guess they'll give their final clear tomorrow after the warm-up.
Cool, and that's great news for everyone watching back home too.
It is great news. And Cheryl, I want to ask about your coaching experience as a whole. When you're at competitions like this with the Opals, just how do you find the experience? And at this level, does it influence your approach to coaching with the Brighton's Lawyers, Sydney Uni Flames team? How do you look at it?
Oh, look, I think while you're in it, you're so soaked up in it, and you're looking at through an Opal's eye, but certainly it does open your eyes to new things that are happening around the world, different techniques, different offences. So, you know, hopefully it brings me back more invigorated and excited and with a few more ideas and make me a little bit of a better coach and help being able to point the girls in the right way. So I think it has lots of positives. You know, you certainly got a lot of energy from it. It's probably not ideal that it happens to be in our pre-season, but, you know, I'm lucky enough to have some good people behind that, you know, can take the reins, and, you know, a lot of experienced players and a lot of quality players at home. So, you know, I think it only improves me as a coach, which hopefully I can impart on the girls and help improve them as well.
You know, that's fair enough. No, we have spoken, obviously, your next opponent is the Chinese, and it is, of course, one game at a time. You know, it was in the media earlier this week, or through FIBA media, that they've got Han Zhu, who's their 18-year-old, who stands at 6'9". So that's, you know, presumably going to be a huge matchup for Liz, or a big body to match up on. You know, can you tell us, you know, what are you expecting from the game, and how will you guys look to get the win against the Chinese?
Well, that lovely young girl, God, she's a great talent, isn't she, for 18? She's, yeah. You'll get to see her tonight. She's actually not a big body. She's very tall, but she is very slender. Right. So it will be a clash of different types in the post there. She comes off the bench, so maybe they'll play her a bit when Liz is out. Not out, I'm not really sure. But, yeah, they're a pretty talented team, and the Chinese have been playing better every game. We've been watching them, and they're growing in confidence, as you do when you have a few wins. So, you know, they're not the old traditional Chinese team of, you know, 12 years ago where they've got a whole lot of smalls. They've got some real true bigs. She's not the only true bigs. They've got four big bigs, so we'll have our work cut out in the paint, you know, and they've got some great guards that can shoot the ball, so it should be a good tempo game, I think. I think both teams will look to push the tempo at times, so it should be fun to watch.
Awesome.
And Cheryl, just one last question. I know this, it's a little bit off topic, but it is a talking point at the moment in regards to basketball. We have a number of NBL teams over currently in the NBA playing against NBA sides in pre-season matches. Do you think we'll ever get to a point, I know it's quite hard with the schedules, but do you think we'll ever find a time where maybe WNBL teams can go over to America and play against WNBA teams with the potential that it could actually work?
To take a WNBL team over to play against the American WNBA, is that what you're saying? Sorry, it broke up in the middle
That's
of it.
That's right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think so. The problem is that our seasons are opposite, so it doesn't work seasonally. So whereas the NBL, it works in with their season. So, you know, I think you will see that. I mean, you're seeing, you know, how many players we've got playing in the WNBA now. So, you know, the Americans are starting to understand that, you know, the Australian psyche, and they quite like the Australians because they are gritty and determined and work hard and do all those sorts of things. So I think you'll see the interaction, I guess, with Sandy being in the WNBA. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to go over there and see her team at work and do all those sorts of things. So I think you'll see more influx between the two leagues as it goes along.
Yeah, awesome. Now, you may or may not have an answer for this one, Cheryl, but presuming that you do take care of business against the Chinese, now you will match up either against, you know, Canada or Spain. Now, Canada, as you mentioned, they're red hot, finished top of their group as well, and Spain, the home nation and Euro champs. Do you have a preference, or I guess to be the best, you know, you've got to go through everybody. Do you have a preference, or?
No, I don't think so. I don't actually, out of those two teams, there's some really quality teams. So, yeah. You know, whichever one we face, we'll prepare for and we'll go ahead. And we know whichever one it is out of those two, that's going to be a really great contest. I mean, as you say, they're both quality. Canada are getting better and better. So it'll be, you know, it'll be a red hot game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Cheryl, we're certainly looking forward to having you back. Not long before the WNBL season tips off back at home, but of course, plenty of business to take care of before you do join us back there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning and midway through the campaign, and good luck against the Chinese. We'll all be tuning in and give our best to all the girls from back home.
Yeah, we'll do, and thanks for your support, and we'll be doing our best for you, that's for sure.
No problem. Thanks, Cheryl. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Ciao. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Yeah.